Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Cable News Network, more commonly known as CNN. Unfortunately, after decades of reliable favoritism towards our denomination, the causes dear to us Wokeites, and full advocacy for the people of the Holy Acronym String, our once faithful partner in culture shaping has abandoned its duty. As you are all painfully aware, CNN and its star thought leaders Jake Tapper and Dana Bash recently moderated the most abysmal presidential debate in American history, a catastrophe so total that it may well have handed the presidency back to him who shall not be named. And what was the nature of CNN's grave sin? Allowing the debate to take place at all, let alone all the ways in which they contributed to the debacle it became. We all know that dear leader Biden is no longer mentally fit for office. This has been obvious for several years and is the reason his press conferences are scripted. The reporters are called on in order by picture. He doesn't do live interviews or press conferences, and everything possible has been done to hide his physical infirmities from the public eye, especially as he walks to Marine One or stumbles up the kiddie stairs onto Air Force One. That's why CNN had a duty to protect the president from himself, ideally by not hosting such a debate at all. But at least if they were going to do it in such a way that kept Biden's secret safe from those silly American voters. Moreover, Tapper and Bash directly failed in their duty to fact-check the former liar-in-chief during his dozens of erroneous claims, especially when they knew that Grandpa Joe was not going to have the assistance of his precious note cards or an aide in his ear supplying him with those key facts or a teleprompter to read answers from. Also, CNN callously enabled the American people to see Mr. Biden on the split screen, which revealed many of the blank stare and elder moments that made it impossible to simply blame his poor performance on a cold or a jet lag or being overprepared or simply not feeling great. Finally, they foolishly held the debate at 9 o'clock in the evening, extending it to nearly 11 o'clock by the end, putting the president a full 7 hours outside his well-known awake and alert window of 10 to 4. Debating 3 hours after the buffeting hour? No, CNN, you should have known better in a dozen different ways, and it was your duty to protect our beloved 46th president from the prying eyes of the American electorate, just like ABC News and George Stephanopoulos are preparing to do this weekend with a taped and carefully edited interview on This Week. We owe this man everything. He brought us gay marriage, pushing Obama into advocacy before he was ready. He brought us the Violence Against Women Act. He gave us the first black female vice president and Supreme Court justice, and he even brought us student loan forgiveness. And you couldn't protect him from the cameras for an hour and a half? Shame on you, CNN. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, the United States Supreme Court, or at least Justices John Roberts, Neil Gorsuch, Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, who recently ruled that presidents are completely immune from prosecution for crimes they commit in using their core powers, and are presumptively immune from prosecution for crimes they commit in using their non-core powers as well. Now, following the apparent loss of the White House due to CNN's treasonous debate failure, meaning that he who shall not be named will surely become president again, we now stand utterly horrified at the indemnification given to him to commit virtually any atrocity and suffer no consequences for it. But there is a silver lining to this dark cloud of jurisprudential malpractice. Our current president now needs have no fear that anything he does to misuse his power will come back to haunt him, since he too enjoys such immunity. Imagine what a man like Joe Biden can do with this sort of kingly impunity. Instead of being worried what the next president might do with such power, get excited about what the current president might do with it. Instead of worrying the next president will pervert justice or try to subvert an election or misuse the military, let's get there first. That's right, the court has inadvertently given President Biden the very tools he needs in order to stop the personified threat to democracy his opponent represents from getting elected at all. I don't really know what shape these actions will take, but whatever it takes to defeat the evil one, do it, and do it fast before anyone sees it coming. You have all the immunity you need, and besides, as the Robert Hur report showed, even if our dear leader does something really, really bad, no one will believe it because he looks too incompetent to do things like that. And since we're on the subject, why not use this same core powers immunity to take care of the Supreme Court problem too? I mean, we've always been in favor of benevolent tyranny, our belief that properly enlightened monarch-like rulers do the right thing for the right reasons if only we can get them into suitable positions of power. Perhaps on second thought, we should consider this ruling a blessing in disguise. So let's use it before we lose it in an election. Way to go, Supreme Court. You've given us the very power we always craved, but never thought we'd have, so we can fundamentally transform the United States of America, to quote from our previous presidential savior, Saint Barack, "Woe unto all who offend."
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, we are so thrilled to once again offer our heartfelt praise for one of the most progressive companies on the planet, Lego. Yes, the Danish maker of those delightfully interlocking bricks upon which one must never step with bare feet, recently took another step to help usher in the gilded age of sexual enlightenment and advance the glorious rainbow agenda. As you well know, last month was Pride Month, a 30-day celebration of the holy acronym string. To celebrate, LEGO created a Pride Parade video on Instagram showing all the happy possibilities in a world of rainbow-flavored minifigs. It showed a drag queen in an elaborate headdress getting ready to strut their stuff on stage, joined by a gay cowboy, a butch lesbian, and a cosplayer with wings jumping down a giant rainbow slide to join their fellow revelers on a dance party Roomba on the floor below. I know, it's very exciting. They were joined by two blue-haired grandma lesbians, a rainbow assortment of synchronized swimmer minifigs, and to top it all off, or bottom it all off if you prefer, they openly embraced the world of furries, with figures featuring animal heads on bodies covered in alternately fur or pajamas, as is the fashion these days. Yes, once again, the thought leaders at LEGO have helped us add to the holy acronym string, which as of today at 12:05 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, has officially been expanded to LGBTQ2SIA+F. For furries. All hail the holy diversity and the Danish brick geniuses who bring it to life daily in boldly colored plastic. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Before you depart today, please stretch out your hands towards Sister Kavina, who has worked up enough strength to join us in person this morning, despite Zaire's recent run-in with the patriarchy. Sister Kavina was politely minding other people's business in school last week, you know, correcting them on their pronouns, chastising other students for their microaggressions, and encouraging them to breathe less heavily in a collective effort to save the environment from that deadly killer contaminant gas, carbon dioxide. So, you know, normal stuff. When a boy walked right up to her and asked her to the dance. Well, the audacity of him assuming she was straight. Unbelievable. I mean, she happens to be straight, and that's okay, not everybody can be perfect, but it was so binary of him to just assume it, and even dared to say she looked nice that day. I know, it's ghastly. Well, do be reassured the authorities have dealt with this dangerous young man, but Kavina has not been the same since. So, as you extend your hand toward her, say a silent mantra for healing, that she may be fully well again soon. Refreshments this week are provided by Hungry Hungry Hypos, the all-natural supplement powder specially formulated for even the most severe hypochondriacs. Realizing that our members worry about everything, Hungry Hungry Hypos created super healthy beet powder to ward off anything that might ail you. It can be added to an herbal tea, mixed into your smoothie, or even sprinkled on your lab-grown imitation meat product. Hungry Hungry Hypos, you can really taste the overinflated fear.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.